Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Check 1-2-3. Money order 1-2-3. IOU 1-2-3. But no, my favorite, Bitcoin 1-2-3. That's right. Yes, you have reached Free Talk Live. And by reached, I mean that's what you're listening to. We are a live call-in talk radio program nationwide, plus on the internet and a couple of satellite channels, where you can call in and talk about anything, whatever's on your mind, doesn't matter. You can call in and talk about it. The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, I am your host, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Bonnie.
And Chris.
We have all sorts of fun in store for things that we brought in, but of course, open phones. You're free to call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. Kicking things off, we'll just go right straight to this article from Bitcoin.com published today. The FBI puts warning signs on Bitcoin ATMs in this U.S. county following a scam. The Federal Bureau of Investigation is putting up warning signs on Bitcoin ATMs in Cuyahoga County in the U.S. state of Ohio to warn residents not to fall for scams, asking victims to send money to scammers via Bitcoin ATMs. Does this sound familiar to you guys? Sounds a little familiar to me. One of the things in the prosecution brought forth in Ian's first bail hearing was that some little old lady had gotten scammed in some way, and the scammer demanded to be paid in Bitcoin, and so that's why she was buying Bitcoin, was to pay the scammer, right? So now we've got the FBI placing warning signs on some Bitcoin ATMs in the Cleveland area, Cuyahoga County, to be specific. The county and the FBI are collaborating to alert the public about scams involving Bitcoin. No news, of course, on when any of the government is going to alert the public about scams involving the United States dollar. I'm looking at you, Federal Reserve.
Yeah. Look at the rate of increasing as far as inflation is concerned. It's absolutely insane.
Yeah. And they're going to print another $3 trillion or something like
that? Well, they're doing it themselves, of course, and we talk about that all the time. But also, there's just scams that happen using debit cards and using chargebacks on credit cards every single day, and there's not a huge, Janet Yellen's not on the TV saying, like, we need to get rid of the U.S. dollar.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Dollars are actually the number one thing that is used basically to scam little old ladies.
Yep.
It's not crypto. And even before crypto existed, there were green dot prepaid cards. There are still prepaid cards like Visa and MasterCards.
Mm-hmm.
There's all sorts of ways that scammers can get access to, you know, basically your money. They don't need crypto. Crypto is just one of many options.
Right.
Yeah, I know a really dumb girl that just got scammed for like $1,500 because she got a call on her phone saying, like, this is the IRS. You owe us money, and you have to go buy Target gift cards and give them to us.
Right.
And she's like my age. She's not like a little old lady. She's just so dumb, and she did it. So funny.
How does she even make $1,000 if she doesn't have the level of intelligence to know that somebody, random person calling her up is not necessarily actually the IRS?
She's so dumb. You guys have no idea. And, her parents give her everything. She's like that type of millennial.
Anybody could call anybody and be like, yeah, I'm from the IRS.
And I was just like, what would make her think that she doesn't have the ability to, like, you know, check that somehow.
Right.
Like, they're not going to send you a letter. They're just going to call you on your cell phone.
Yeah, you'd think you'd at least consult a friend or something.
She could have consulted her parents. Yeah.
Right, like...
She said she just panicked. Oh, my God, I panicked, and I went to Target, and I bought gift cards for the IRS.
Right, like, the IRS is going to accept gift cards.
That's so dumb, and she's older than me, actually.
So News 5 Cleveland reported this week, old scams ranging from the grandparent scam, I don't know what that is, explained Cheryl Harris, director of the Cuyahoga County Department of Consumer Affairs. FBI Special Agent Vicki Anderson warned that once the victim sent Bitcoin, quote, it's almost impossible to get it back, so the best we can do is prevention, and that's why we're trying to get the word out.
It's almost impossible to get cash stolen from an old person's purse back when their nephew does it when they visit.
Yeah. You know what's disturbing about this whole story here is that the vending machines in Keene that were run by the church actually had warnings to people to make people aware that they might be getting scammed.
Right, yeah.
It's not the vending machine operator that is doing the scamming.
Right.
And so, you know, this whole idea that, like the FBI had to put up warning signs, I have to wonder, are there not warning signs at other vending machines? I suspect there probably aren't, but...
It's hard to tell. I mean, it would be good business if you are one of these ATM vendors or an owner of one of these machines. It's probably good business to, you know, post something about personal security, you know, how not to get hacked, how not to get scammed, something along. Maybe put some brochures, you know, next to your machine or something like that. It's probably good business, right, to watch out for your customers.
It's kind of disturbing because if the FBI is having to do other machines, it kind of just goes and it brings more evidence against the FBI's case against, you know, the church and everybody in the Crypto Six.
In my opinion,
the Crypto Six at least were taking actions to prevent scammers, whereas apparently other legit vending machines, so unquote, you know, quote unquote, we're not doing that.
Right.
That's what they're making it sound like anyway.
And they haven't been ripped out of the ground yet.
Right.
Yet,
and they're registered.
Well, and in my opinion, this is the FBI's way, their method of scarlet lettering all of the Bitcoin ATMs.
Oh, so you think it's an attack on the vending machines?
Oh, I think it is. Yeah. I think it's a way for them to, you know, try and slow down the growth of cryptocurrency, the usage and adoption of cryptocurrency.
Right. There may actually already be messages and warnings to users of those vending machines, you know, that, you know, if somebody's asking you to send the money or crypto or whatever.
But not the official one from the FBI.
Yeah, and now there's a big scary sign on these people's ATM that says, like, the FBI.
It's going to have the logo and the little the FBI symbol. Just say, FBI warning. Don't get ripped off by scammers or something like that.
And then people who were, like, on the fence and they were looking at the machine, they'll just be like, oh, yeah, maybe I shouldn't mess with this.
Yeah. So FBI Special Agent Vicki Anderson warned that once the victim sent Bitcoin, it's almost impossible to get it back. So the best way is why we're trying to get the word out. The news outlet described that signs will soon be put up on Bitcoin ATMs across the county, noting that the signs are intended to make people think twice before going through with a transaction because they could be caught in a scam. This reminds me of... Remember when spam first started happening? Email, right?
No.
You get your first okay, so I'm older than email.
Oh, yeah.
I'm older than email. And, like, you know, there were early adopters who got into email pretty early. And then eventually sort of the rest of the population caught on and got on email. Well, it was about that time when, quote, the rest of the population, when it really went mainstream, that spam email started becoming a thing. This is where we get the Nigerian prince scam from, right? You know, everybody's seen the email about the Nigerian prince who's just holding on to money, just needs a bank account to put it in. And so you send him your bank account info, and then you get your bank drained.
So, yeah, this is funny. I actually know the person who was the first person to be not scammed, but the first spam message, supposedly anyway, that was ever sent out was Richard Stallman. I don't know if anybody knows that here, but Richard Stallman is like the person behind the free the Free State Project, behind the Free Software Foundation.
So,
Yeah.
I have heard that name. And that is very cool.
Yeah, he actually responded to the first spam message because, you know, before there's spam, you don't know that somebody is spamming you.
I bet spam was just, like, so annoying before, like, if you were there before there was spam. Like, people are just having...
Well, you didn't know what it was. You were like, why is this weird person emailing me from a strange address that I've never heard of?
Yeah, I mean, I get, like, DMs like that every single day. Like, somebody, like, hey, like... look at me naked if you just go to this website.
Right, yeah.
I'm just like, why would I want to do that?
I make a habit of checking my junk email because oftentimes my email provider will filter something important.
Yeah, me
too. Toss it in. Yeah. And so I just want to make sure I just scan through it, make sure there's nothing that doesn't look obvious. But just some quick comments from some of our chatters. We've got, there's a Bitcoin ATM in my liquor store here in Massachusetts. I'm skeptical about it. 90% of humans failed the test. need, deserve true freedom, so you will have benevolent dictatorship. More Free Talk Live on the way, 603-283-6160.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in and listening, everybody. It is the Friday night's version of Free Talk Live. We're a live radio call-in talk program where
we're
you
live.
Can... We are live.
We're alive.
Well, we're live anyway. I don't know how alive we are collectively. You seem more alive than me. I've had a bit of a long day, but that's okay. We've been talking about this article from Bitcoin.com where the FBI apparently is putting warning signs on Bitcoin ATMs throughout Cuyahoga County in the state of Ohio. And the reason that they're putting these signs out, they say, is because they want the signs to be intended to make people think twice before going through with a transaction because they could be caught in a scam. Great. Then put these same signs up on banks.
Or just a regular ATM. You may be withdrawing cash right now for somebody who's going to scan you.
You know,
the same.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because if you ever go into the store and you buy, not every store, but a lot of stores will say, they'll put up warning signs at the cash register about prepaid, any kind of prepaid card, like phone cards even, like $100 prepaid phone card, for example. They'll say if somebody's asking you to buy, you know, a prepaid phone card for them, think twice. You know, it could be a scam.
Yeah, we got training on that when I worked at Walmart. Like, if an old lady is putting, like, $7,000, like, you can't sell her that many. You need to be like, why are you buying these? And
yep. They even put limits on the number of prepaid phone cards you can buy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's, you know, and unlike crypto, there's reason to buy larger amounts of crypto, but not as much as far as prepaid phone cards, probably. So
this is a quote from Cheryl Harris, the director of the Cuyahoga County Department of Consumer Affairs. The point of these signs is just to give people a chance to pause. Like, wait a minute. The government isn't going to ask you for Bitcoin. They just won't. The jail won't ask you to pay in Bitcoin, and your utility company doesn't accept Bitcoin payments.
Hey, wait a minute. some of them do.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that this is not true and she is misinformed.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that the government isn't going to ask you for Bitcoin, but there
That's actually not true either.
Yeah, there are some places that will take your tax in Bitcoin.
Cities and taxes, states will definitely take taxes in some cases in Bitcoin.
I don't know about jail.
I've never heard of a jail doing it.
Yeah, but I imagine like those kiosks and stuff will eventually evolve into some method that you can, you know, whether it's like a Bitcoin debit card or something like that where you can like fill somebody's commissary somehow, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's actually kind of surprising that they don't already do that for jails because it would increase the profit margins on the entities who are doing the processing of payments for basically, you know, caged people.
So the FBI and the Cuyahoga County Department of Consumer Affairs issued last week an alert to local businesses to be on the lookout for Bitcoin ATM scams. What's the difference between a Bitcoin scam and a Bitcoin ATM scam and, well, just a regular scam for money?
Or a regular ATM scam. Yeah. People seriously get, like, murdered all the time because somebody, like, with a knife goes and tells them, like, go and...
Take out all your money.
Take out your money,
give me your PIN code.
ATM. Yep.
Right. Yep. The authorities are asking for businesses to display these warning signs in a noticeable place at or near the ATM. A man who almost became a victim of a scam asking for Bitcoin told the news outlet that he got a call from someone who sounded just like his son, who said he was hurt in a car accident, got thrown in jail, and needed bond money. The man and his wife were instructed to withdraw $9,000 in cash, go to a Bitcoin ATM, and then use the QR code the scammer provided to deposit the cash. The man said that, so put a sign up on your cash ATM. Jeez. Sorry. Getting a little upset here. Anyway, the man said that the shopkeeper where the ATM resided came up and said, can I help you? When he explained that he needed to send money to an attorney with the Bitcoin ATM, the shopkeeper told him that he was getting scammed. Again, that's not true. There are attorneys who take cryptocurrency.
Yeah, actually, we have a number of them on hire here.
The couple then called their son and confirmed that it was indeed a scam. Well, why didn't they call their son in the first frickin' place?
Well, because he was in a cage, right? So that kind of makes sense, that part of it.
Well, but at least try
that's
his,
what he said, but like you should verify
yeah,
that yourself.
Try his phone and see if it's him.
Call him back. Yeah, see if he picks up. You know, that kind of a thing.
Or call the jail or whatever they used to put it at. You know, I mean, look up on the internet. What's the number for the jail?
There are tools, if only there were a device, in which you could look up almost anything that humankind have ever written down. If only that tool existed and was in everybody's frickin' pocket.
And it's not even like these tools didn't exist before the internet, right? Like, there are these things called phone books.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, okay, so just say somebody's just really dumb and they get scammed this way. That's still not the fault of Bitcoin.
And that's, you know...
It could be any other method.
Right. It's not the fault of Bitcoin. It's a lesson to be... It's a learning experience is what it is. And if you protect people to such a degree that, you know, you constantly give them their money back, you actually end up... You don't really... Economically speaking, they actually become more and more depressed. They lose that money because it ends up getting distributed. Those costs, right, get distributed amongst the rest of us. The scammers still get away with that money because, you know, obviously... You know, you can't get Bitcoin back, for example, or other, you know, methods usually. But somebody still pays those costs, whether it be the bank or the vending machine operator or whoever. Somebody's paying that cost. So you're paying more for your banking services. You're paying more for your vending machine services. Instead of paying 5%, you're paying 8% maybe, right, et cetera, et cetera.
So Brian P. Smith, the FBI's assistant special agent in charge, cautioned, education and prevention are the best tools to avoid being a victim of a financial scam. Oh, wait, is this a voice of reason? We don't know. It is imperative for consumers to verify financial transactions prior to sending money in any form, including virtual currency. Be financially safe. Learn more before sending. Wow. So this guy sounds like he's telling people to take personal responsibility for their actions in anything within their life, but particularly in finance. Wow. What a unique thought. Too bad that's not being taught in public schools. Wouldn't it be amazing if personal responsibility was taught for 12 years in the school system?
You don't need 12 years to teach personal responsibility.
Right, but just imagine if it was. What kind of responsible people you'd get coming out of that institute?
At least the public school system does it? I don't know that you'd get any.
Yeah, right. I was thinking, I don't know. I didn't exactly even learn Texas history the whole time I was there.
Well, again,
I like the thought, but
personal responsibility. If you cared about the history of Texas, you'd learn about it, but you don't care.
Yeah, I really don't care.
And that's fine. And I don't either, but like, I only want to learn about things that I do care about, which is natural. This is how human beings learn. If you are interested in a subject or a thing, you know, like, I don't know, a musical instrument or something, then you need to go find a mentor or somebody who plays that instrument to teach you how to play that instrument. And then within the context of learning that instrument, you're going to learn all sorts of things. You're going to learn math. You're going to learn history, you're going to learn geography, you're going to learn how to read music, right? So all of these things come as a result of you being interested in a thing and going out and getting the knowledge surrounding the thing.
I wish school worked like that, but it doesn't.
More Free Talk Live on the way, 603-283.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Why am I wearing the mask? Because on the inside, it's still good policy to wear the mask. President Biden's comments when asked why he's wearing a mask inside, although he's around people that are fully vaccinated. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire says good policy, according to who?
Not according to me, not according to the CDC, and just about most places around the world. I don't know. I mean, to be honest, John, he's also said that he wears a mask outside because it's out of habit, or he's worried some random person's going to come up to him, despite the fact that I think the Secret Service doesn't really allow that to happen.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen insists President Biden is trying to turn around an economy that was in a state of crisis when he took office. Yellen said today that she believes the U.S. will reach full employment by next year, even after a lackluster jobs report. And you're listening to USA Radio News. A prosecutor who made national headlines last year may be losing her law license.
The St. Louis prosecutor who charged a couple with brandishing weapons against Black Lives Matter protesters that broke onto private property last summer could have her law license revoked for professional misconduct. Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner, who charged Mark and Patricia McCloskey following the incident in July, has been accused of hiding evidence and fabricating facts. The McCloskeys, claiming Gardner harbored bias against them, has asked for their criminal case to be revisited by a grand jury. Gardner was removed from the case in December. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Consuming large amounts of sugary drinks could have a serious negative impact on the health of women before the age of 50. A new study in the medical journal Goot analyzed 95,000 female nurses over the past two decades. They found that women who drank over 16 ounces of sugary drinks every day were two times more likely to be diagnosed with early onset bowel cancers. USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome back to the greatest show on radio and the internet and a couple of satellite channels.
Proven. Proven fact.
I don't know about that, but...
There's a couple of cable TV channels, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And we're, like, a bunch of live streaming video. We're on, like, Vaughn Live. We're on,
yeah.
I think we're on Aria's YouTube channel.
There's actually a bunch of other outlets as well besides that aren't even...
D-Live and Twitch. Yeah, there's some other ones that I don't even know that we're streaming to as well. So this is Free Talk Live.
There's a reason the government hates us.
Our website is freetalklive.com. If you are just tuning in, maybe you're a first-time listener, you want to learn more about the show, freetalklive.com is where you can go and do that. In the studio tonight, I am your host, the captain, and joining me...
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
We've been talking about this article. Well, we pretty much got through it, but it's from bitcoin.com. The FBI is putting warning signs on Bitcoin ATMs in Cuyahoga County, Ohio. That's the Cleveland area. Now, if we've learned anything from the past, generally speaking, when the government starts doing something in one area, it spreads because that's what governments do.
Yeah, but this is the federal government already, so.
Right.
It does seem like such a weird thing to do to put it, that for, especially for a federal agency, to be putting these warning, you know, signs on, like, vending machines, but only in one county.
Yeah,
and then the question is, how many vending machines does one county, you know, is that even going to have?
I mean, in Ohio, like, not even New Hampshire.
They're gonna spend the money on design and then print, and then however many, they're going to print thousands of stickers, obviously, because you can't just buy, like, a batch of, like, 10, you know, unless you're going to DIY the stickers, right? You know, so if you're getting them printed from, like, a vinyl company. So now they're going to have a surplus of stickers that, of course, the taxpayers paid for that aren't going to be stuck on anything.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, what, maybe at most 20 machines, maybe?
At max, you would think, in one county in Ohio. Ohio's
right.
Not on my radar for being a large bed of cryptocurrency enthusiasts.
Definitely not.
Yeah, Cleveland has like half a million people or less. I looked it up because I drove through there and I was like, wow, it's a crazy looking city.
Off topic, if you have a chance to find the hastily made Cleveland tourism videos, part one and part two, on YouTube, they're freaking hilarious. But speaking of Bitcoin, Bitcoin.com, which is where the story came from, is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this important and world-changing information. If you're already a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com to get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com. All right, so because I'm paying attention today, no, this doesn't mean I will always pay attention to this, but some folks in the chat have opined that people put these credit card and debit card skimmers on gas pumps all the time.
Yeah.
Which is true. But you don't see the FBI throwing up warning stickers on the gas pumps, do you? Hey, warning, you might get scammed by some unscrupulous person while you're using, you know, probably the most used method of payment, a credit or debit card.
And this should tell you two things. It should tell you, one, that the government is afraid of Bitcoin and is trying to slow down Bitcoin, and also just that the government doesn't actually care about you. The government isn't out there trying to make sure there's no way for you to get scammed or cut down on scams. They're trying to make sure that if you get scammed, at least you're using their fiat money.
Yeah, no, it's even more than that. They're trying to line. So there's different aspects of this, but, you know, the politicians want to, you know, they want to get elected, so they're going to do the fear porn. And as far as the law enforcement, you know, on the other side of it, they're pocketing every time, you know, there is fear porn, they're pocketing from that. It's called a paycheck. They're also pocketing from overtime that they get as a result of, you know, making you afraid of things like, you know, DUI drunk drivers, things like that. So they set up DUI checkpoints, and then the federal government pays out money, and then, you know, that's how, you know, you might think, oh, you know, your law enforcement agents aren't getting paid that much, but they actually are, after you factor in things like overtime. $120,000, the guy who arrested me in Manchester, a couple years ago, $120,000 is what he got that prior year. So, you know, with overtime.
That's his salary?
That was his salary in Manchester.
Jesus.
Yeah, so, you know, these law enforcement.
No wonder
agents,
people take these jobs,
yeah,
even though
yeah.
they're.
A job you might think, you know, pays $30,000, $40,000 a year, maybe. Nope, $120,000.
Yeah, like, and that would be a good reason that they wouldn't quit their job, even if they, you know, are starting to realize, huh, these people are kind of evil, and they're kind of making me go along with evil things. And they're like, I don't want to lose my job. And you're just like, you could get any other job. Well, you're not going to get an easy job where you drive around and eat donuts all day for $120,000 a year.
There's not a whole lot of jobs that you can get that are going to pay you $120,000 a year, you know, when it comes to having a low IQ, right?
Yep.
I mean,
that's
if you think about it, you know, they won't even hire you in law enforcement if you have a high IQ. So,
it's true fact.
Yeah.
Actual true fact this time.
Yep.
So since we're talking about, well, we were talking about Bitcoin, specifically the warning signs that the FBI is putting on ATMs, I have this also from Bitcoin.com that I've been sort of waiting for, you know, a nice segue to. This is from 4 days ago. E-commerce giant eBay is looking at accepting cryptocurrency for 187 million buyers, the CEO reveals. eBay is looking at cryptocurrency as a payment option for its 187 million buyers on the platform, the company's CEO has revealed. The e-commerce giant is also exploring opportunities in the non-fungible token, or NFT, business. Can you imagine auctioning? Like, already NFTs are sort of a craze amongst creators, right? Creative people, people who have, you know, media creators, like memes are being sold now, or original memes are being NFT'd and then sold.
Picture Paris Hilton drew.
Right. It will be a matter of time until there's music. I know Kevin Smith is doing a movie that will be sold as an NFT to whomever, and whoever buys it, they can decide what to do. If they want to release the movie, they can release it. If they want to keep it for themselves, just watch it by themselves, they can do that, that kind of a thing. So we'll see what happens with NFTs. But eBay is looking into adding cryptocurrency as a payment option, according to eBay CEO Jamie Iannone. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. He said in a CNBC interview on Monday that the company is looking at accepting cryptocurrency as a payment option. He was asked about how eBay is responding to the rise in popularity and the adoption of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. The CEO replied, quote, "We are expanding the types of payments that we take. We now take Apple Pay and Google Pay, more choice for buyers. We will continue to look at other options like cryptocurrency." He added, "One of the great things about eBay is that when there's a new trend, it just shows up on eBay. That's what we're seeing in areas like NFTs, which is why we are looking at how we can explore that better." He also noted that eBay has 187 million buyers on the platform, which was reported in the company's quarter one earnings release. He was also specifically asked, "Does that mean you're getting into the NFT business?" He replied, "We're looking at it and exploring opportunities on how we can enable it on eBay in an easy way." I mean, I think there's just one more paragraph here, but I think a cryptocurrency integration with eBay makes a whole lot of sense and really shouldn't be that difficult.
You know, in the good old days of eBay, you didn't go through eBay or PayPal for payments. You offered different options. Like, for example, I remember accepting money orders and checks back in the day.
Right. Yeah, and hopefully they can return to that type of a model where, hey, if you want to use PayPal or you want to use a debit card, you sure can. Or you can use this handy cryptocurrency. 603-283-6160. Would you buy stuff on eBay using cryptocurrency?
Heck yeah.
More free talk. I'm talking to the listeners, not you. More free talk live on the way.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yes, come on and listen to Free Talk Live. Yeah, you. I'm talking to you. You can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever you would like to talk about. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160 if you would like to join the conversation tonight. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
We were talking about this bit from Bitcoin.com also, because the previous article was also from Bitcoin.com. This one states that e-commerce giant eBay is looking at accepting cryptocurrency. Apparently, eBay has over 187 million users, according to the CEO, and this could be huge for cryptocurrency. Now, it doesn't get into the nuts and bolts of like, well, we're planning the blah, 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 we'll do a saw. It doesn't get into any of that. It just says we're looking into it.
eBay only has 170 million users?
187.
187? That's like...
It's 200
wow,
million
that's
users.
That's like two-thirds of the U.S. population.
Yeah.
Is that worldwide or in the U.S.?
I assume it's worldwide.
That's really tiny if it's worldwide.
187 million buyers. These are specifically buyers, so... I would assume that they rate users or sellers in a different category. They're specifically saying buyers. People, this would mean to me, people who go on eBay looking to buy something.
Yeah.
As opposed to people who go on eBay looking to sell something.
Yeah, still seems very small. Yeah. I mean, eBay is the place for, I want to say auctions, but really for buying stuff.
Like, but is it still? 187 million people is still... You know, that's a large quantity. That's a big audience.
And is it still, like, the place with Amazon? Amazon kind of does
it's,
a similar
it's
thing?
It's right up there with Amazon. Yeah. And it's probably second to Amazon, but it's still right up there as one of the largest sites for... And that's why I'm saying, like, I mean, for it to only have 200 million people worldwide is not that much.
Mm-hmm. So PayPal used to be eBay's subsidiary until 2015 when the company spun off the payments giant to its shareholders. PayPal launched its crypto service last year and enabled what they're calling crypto payments at millions of stores
in
March.
Trying to figure out how to do that one.
Yeah, it's not really. It's a convoluted...
Why?
It is. It really is. Because what they do is they take your money and they put it into a bucket. And they call that bucket Bitcoin. And then they rate that bucket along with whatever the USD value to Bitcoin is. And then if you're shopping and you want to use PayPal, you can, instead of spending from your regular bucket of USD, you can spend from this bucket of Bitcoin. But you can never get your keys for your Bitcoin. That is to say, you can't get your actual money, your Bitcoin, off of PayPal.
Is that all exchanges? Like, is Coinbase that way?
No. Coinbase, if you leave your coins on Coinbase, then Coinbase has your keys. In the Coinbase wallet, Coinbase has your keys. So, if you move your coins off of Coinbase, whether it's the website or the app, to something like a hardware wallet, why, then you do have your keys, and now it is your money.
Can you just change it from Coinbase to, like, Edge Wallet and get your keys?
So you can.
The problem with using the Coinbase wallet is that when you send the crypto out, like, to make a payment, for example, they don't actually send the payment out right away. So it won't say paid, for example, like if you were to, you know, use it to try and pay a business for something. So the business owner will never see paid on his screen. It's very weird the way they do it. It's not a normal wallet.
The Coinbase wallet wasn't necessarily designed to facilitate payments. It was designed to show you your portfolio.
Right.
Because Coinbase is geared everything
trading
to your portfolio. Their big business, of course, is trading.
Yeah.
So, but I haven't had, like, I still have a Coinbase account. Occasionally I'll move something in it or move some into cash, you know, small amounts, you know, to one of my bank accounts and that kind of a thing. So when I have to use it, it's there. I don't like using it because I don't like their policy of turning over people's information to federal authorities just because they ask.
So they can steal from you.
So do they just do that routinely now, or was that like a one-time thing?
Well, they went through some sort of a lawsuit, if memory serves,
they were forced to, I do believe. They did try to stop them,
yeah,
and I think they were successful to some degree. So I believe, if I recall correctly, the restriction was you had to do $20,000 or more in, like, acquiring crypto through Coinbase before they were forced to hand it over, and that was based on a court decision. So,
right.
I mean, look, I don't like Coinbase, but to some extent, I can't blame them for the outcome of what happened.
Well, and also their business model is to, you know, get folks onto their platform, get them trading. So,
yeah,
within the context of what their business model is, I understand why Coinbase does the things they do. I just don't like the fact that they just didn't tell the feds to.
You know, yeah, it's, you know, if they were freedom people, they would have done something closer to what Shapeshift did by decentralizing.
Well, so. Yeah, except Shapeshift didn't really do that. So the first thing Shapeshift did.
All right, go on.
First thing Shapeshift did was they came out and they were totally decentralized, and it was great.
Yep.
The only way that you would get blocked from their service is if you were trying to visit their website from a United State that didn't like that website, and the ISP would block you. I know this because I lived in Washington State.
The ISP would block you?
The ISP would, like, Washington. If I was coming from a IP based in Washington State and I went to Shapeshift.com.
That was Shapeshift blocking you, not the ISP.
Well, Shapeshift, right, is blocking the IP from Washington State,
yeah,
because Washington,
yep,
State,
yep,
said that that's illegal, right?
Right, using Shapeshift,
for,
yep,
whatever reason, Washington,
sure,
State said that's illegal. So that's the first thing that Shapeshift did. Shapeshift then bought KeepKey, which is the number two hardware wallet on the market next to the Trezor.
Interesting.
They were an independent company, and I actually bought one because I lived in Washington State, and they were like a four-hour drive from me. And I thought, oh, it'd be cool to go over there and, like, meet the people, get a tour of the office, and, you know, if I ever needed support, I know where to go, you know, this kind of a thing. So Shapeshift then buys KeepKey and says something along the lines of, hey, we're going to integrate Shapeshift into the KeepKey itself. And I'm thinking, oh, this is awesome. A hardware wallet that's completely secure and has the Shapeshift abilities in it. And so while I'm thinking this is awesome, I finally get the email that says, okay, we're going to integrate these things on this date. All we need you to do is complete your KYC information, know your customer, which means uploading some sort of a document, generally a government ID, a birth certificate, that type of thing, confirming your address and phone number, et cetera, and so on. Stuff that Eric Voorhees, supposed libertarian, said he would never do. And he went ahead and did it. And so I then was placed in a position where I had cryptocurrency on a hardware wallet that was going to require me to put in KYC information to get the cryptocurrency off
of the wallet. That's not good. So anything that you did after that point was, you know, you had to do KYC or you couldn't send the crypto out? Or
so I contacted support, of course, because, well, I'm me. And I'm like, dudes, what up, right? You know, I explained the situation. I didn't, you know, I put it into different words for the technicians and all that kind of thing. But it took some time. I had to kind of annoy them, be like, hey, I haven't heard back from you guys on this. What's going on? Eventually, they released a firmware upgrade for the KeepKey.
Okay.
And then if you did the firmware upgrade, you could access your funds on your KeepKey and move them off.
Okay.
But you could not participate in Shapeshift without doing KYC or creating an account, which, of course, forced you to do KYC inside of the KeepKey itself. So I eventually moved off of that particular hardware platform because, well, you know, if you're going to say you're decentralized and you're going to say you're libertarian and then you're going to violate your own rules, why, I'm not going to do business with your company.
Yeah, so, I mean, here's the interesting thing. This is one of the reasons why I'm very particular about hardware and not buying hardware that is got proprietary firmwares and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And most, a lot of people think, well, it's just the firmware, right? But the problem is if that firmware gets updated, right, and then you get lose your crypto because, you know, they require something stupid.
You've got
like
outdated
this
firmware, right,
right? Right, right. You know, that's a problem. And this is why it's important to have the source code for everything, you know, that you use, not just the drivers, but also the firmware on the devices. Ideally.
So is Trezor like that? Do they make you do KYC?
Trezor does not.
Do they have proprietary firmware?
They do.
Hmm. Is it Ledger that doesn't?
I don't remember because
I got whatever the newest one was.
It was the 100 and
is it Trezor 1? I think they do actually have free firmware, if I'm not mistaken. I think it is the Trezor 1. Is that the new one?
No.
Trezor T is the new one, right?
The T.
Yeah, right, they definitely have free firmware. The sources are available for the firmware, so they're good.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.